శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభిష్యం స్థాపితమిదేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగదామయం దదాతి సపదాం. We shall speak something about the compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam by Vyasa as Vedavyas, because he has compiled all the Vedic texts. Wonderful education. There are millions of verses in the Puranas, Mahabharata, and Srimad Bhagavatam. Only Srimad Bhagavatam contains 15,000. Mahabharata contains more than 100,000 of verses. Similarly, there are other Puranas besides that, Upanishads. He is the editor and compiler of all this Vedic literature. But he was not satisfied. Even after his presentation of the Vedanta Sutra, he summarized all the Vedic knowledge in sutra. Sutra means codes. So, people may take advantage, just like there are business codes, Bentley's codes, Henry's codes. Then one or two words will give impression of volumes of knowledge. Businessmen will be able to save the expenditure on wearing a telegraphy, just like CIF. Accept your offer in CIF. CIF means cost including freight. That means goods will be delivered at your door. So similarly, there are many codes in business matter. In military arts, there are so many codes. The Vedanta Sutra means codes of all Vedic knowledge. Sutra means codes. Just like Atha Atam Brahma Jigyasa Atha. Now, Atha, after this, Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Jigyasa, one should inquire. Now, you can explain in volumes of books, Athātam Brahma Jigyāsa. So there are different commentators. They have explained when Brahma Jigyāsa should begin, when one should be prepared to inquire about the Supreme. Somebody says, after Karma Kāndiyo, after finishing all these sense gratificatory processes, or after this, because the world is above, now we are enough. Therefore, that's above. This word is very significant. Above. Why therefore? Especially in your America, you are all American boys and girls, you should take note of this, atama, therefore. What is that therefore? Therefore means that you have enjoyed your material life as luxuriantly as possible, but you are confused. You are not happy. You have produced hippies. Frustration. Therefore, you can take this word. Therefore, because we have failed, the Americans have failed to achieve the highest pleasure of life, even by arranging all kinds of material facilities. Therefore, they should be eager to understand. At least they should inquire, what is the cause? Don't bother about that.
Yes.
So, Brahma Jignasa. This Brahma Jignasa is answered immediately in the Vedanta Sutra. What is Brahma? Or what is the greatest? Say, greatest happiness. Now you have enjoyed material happiness, but you are not satisfied, you are confused. Then you should inquire, what is greatest happiness? So these codes are so important thing, Vedanta Sutra. You can explain therefore in so many ways, according to your knowledge. But scientifically, this therefore means you are trying to find out the original source of everything. We are trying to find out what is the original source of this cosmic manifestation? Why we are hankering after happiness? Why we are confused? So many things. What is the original source? But the original source is replied immediately in the next sutra, next call. Janmadvatsajataha. The original source, either of happiness, or of distress, everything, original source is that simply is giving original janmadvatsajataha, where from everything emanates. Distress also emanates, and happiness also emanates. These cosmic manifestations also emanates. The supply also emanates, everything emanates. The supreme source. Now you can explain. Everything emanates. How is that? Distress also emanates, and happiness also emanates, knowledge also emanates, ignorance also emanates. Yes. That is fullness. That is fullness. This is the dissimilar. How that original source is for everything that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad also. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, I am the source of everything. I am the source of happiness, I am the source of distress, I am the source of all this Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, everything. Matta Parataro Nasti. There is no more supreme source than me. Then, why these two things, duality, distress and happiness, that is also answered in the Bhagavad Gita. You will find sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya matya smriti jnana apohanamcha. I am sitting in everyone's heart, and from me there is memorization and forgetfulness. Why do I sit down? Yes, right here. So, matta smriti jnana apohanam. One forgets, and also one remembers. Remembrance and forgetfulness. So, why one remembers Krishna consciousness and why one forgets Krishna consciousness? Actually, my constitution position is as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that Jiver Swarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Actually, the constitutional position of believing entities are that he is eternally servant of God. That is his position. It's meant for that purpose. But he forgets. That forgetfulness is also Janmadasya-jata, the Supreme. Why? Because he wanted to forget. Krishna Bhuya Jiva Bhagavan Chakare Pasati Mayatare Japuti Atma. That's why sometimes we imitate somebody. I think he is very much enjoying. So I also think, why not? I enjoy it, I think. This is natural. We have got independence to think like that. Similarly, when the living entities whose business is to serve Krishna, when he wants to become Krishna, when he wants to become God, although he's dog, still when he wants to imitate, he's immediately put into the class of Samma. All that you enjoy. Try yourself. Try yourself to become God. So this is material world means everyone is trying to become God. I am trying to become God, you are trying to become God. So there is competition between gods. He has forgotten that he is dog, but he is trying to become God. Especially in these days, especially in all India, Bengal, there are so many gods in Kanishka. Rascal. So many. As if God is so cheap thing that anyone can become God. So God has given us the chance all as he tried to become God. He's trying to become God and more, this is Asurik. That's why he will not go to. As soon as his little child would say, Krishna, Maya, he would immediately become angry. Oh, who is this man? Oh, it's God. Just like this child, it's me. I am God. Who is God? You are trying to respect some other God. So this philosophy is there always. And now it is very prominent that everyone wants to become God. So many sons come to your country and you are God, I am God, this is God, I am God. So, this is going on. And in the lower stage, they are grossly under the impression that I am this body, I am this mind, or I am this intelligence, and later on, I am God, and so many things. So, this Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam, explains that Supreme, from where everything is emerging, Janmadasya-jata, in the form of the very beginning, Janmadasya-jata, Annayat, Kitapapascha, Akthesu, Avijna, Sarat. Very nice. You have read our explanation, English explanation in this Madhava Bhagavatam. So what is that Supreme? That Supreme, Janmadasya-jata, that Supreme is Avijna. He knows everything. But these so-called chief gods, do they know everything? He does not know even what is going to happen the next moment. Just like I heard there was a god, Meherbala, he just said. And he did not know that he is going to meet with some motor accident. And still he claimed that he is God. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is a right explanation of the philosophy, what is the origin and source of everything. That is the beginning. Then therefore, it is called Vastam Brahma Sutra. Vastam Ayam. Ayam Granthaun. Srimad Bhagavatam is the right commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So, how this Vedanta Sutra commentary was originally written by the author himself, he is explained in the 5th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, to try to understand. So, the cause was that after compiling all this Vedic literature up to the end, Vedanta Sutra, Vyasadeva was not satisfied. Vyasadeva was still morose. So, Narad Muni, he is spiritual master, he could understand that Vyasadeva is seeking something in the wild. I am morose. I try to give knowledge to the people as far as possible, as far as I am known from the sources, so I am not satisfied. At that time, Narad came to him, and that they received him, and it is the duty of the disciple to give good reception to the spiritual master. And when he was seated nicely, it is said, Atattam Sukamasinam Upasinam Bhagachava Devasi Praha Vitrasin Vinapani Smayanyava. So they were saying, when he was comfortably seated, with his hand, that's Vinapani. Vinapani is called Saraswati. Vina means that string, instrument, which is carried by Narad and also Saraswati, the goddess of learning. The Saraswati students, they worship Saraswati for getting learning, material knowledge. And we, Vaishnavas, we also, he is also Saraswati, Narad is also Saraswati. My spiritual master was known as Saraswati, Siddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati is the knowledge. So there are two kinds of knowledge. Avidya and Vidya. Real Vidya means Brahma Vidya. This Brahma Jigyana, Abhata Brahma, that is Vidya, that is real knowledge. And Avidya, Karma Sangha, another Vidya is how to learn technology. Avidya. Avidya. Avidya, Karma Sangha, Anya, Sitya, Sattirishyate. So now, at the present moment, the education is being given to the people how to work hard, Karma Sangha. That is not now, that is the system. Because everyone wants to enjoy senses as far as possible. So he has to work very hard. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find the instruction is, by Vishakti, that this life is not meant for that simply hard labor for senses. If you work hard, you try to work hard for attaining Krishna consciousness. Then your life will be success. You have to work hard. If you want to enjoy senses, they are not very easily available. It is said that Ujjoginam Purasam Paiti Lakshya. Unless you become industrious, laborious, you cannot enjoy in this material world. So one has to ask, because his business is to become servant. Jile Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. So if he does not become servant of Krishna, then he will have to become servant of Maya. That's like same thing we are doing in this new Vrindavan. anywhere. The same thing, we are also cooking, we are also cleansing. So this is for Krishna. So even if we get tired by cleansing for Krishna, but that is an asset. Yes. And if we want the same thing for sense gratification, that is simply spoiling time. This is the technology of Krishna consciousness, that we can achieve the highest perfection of life by doing the same thing. Nirmandi Krishna Sambandhi Jitta Vairagyam Uchyate. So, that day he also worked very hard, wrote so many books, unlimited. But he was not happy. So if you work for Maya, then you will never be happy. You will get tired and you will simply be confused. But if you work for Krishna, then you will be happy. Just like there are so many examples. Arjuna also, he remained a military man. He was in the beginning military man. And after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he remained a military man. But that military man was for Krishna. And in the beginning, he was a military man for acquiring some kingdom for sense gratification. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is simply to change the consciousness, to change the account. The activities may be the same, but when the account is changed, then you get the highest profit. So, when that day was morose, so his spiritual master is addressing that day as Parasatya Mahabhava. Mahabhava. Parasatya means Vyasa is the son of Parasarmuni. It was a great sage. His mother was Satyavati. Actually, Vyasa was born. His mother was a fisher girl. Fisher. In Bengali, it was mentioned. So, but because the father was very great, Parasarmuni, so there is no question of father and mother. Everyone comes in his own ability according to karma. Nobody is responsible for his birth. Everyone is responsible for his work. So Vyasa became a great personality, although he was a son of a fisher woman. Parasata, he is addressing, my dear son of Parasata, Mahabhaga. Mahabhaga means he was very fortunate. Bhaga means fortunate. Bhagya. Mahabhaga. Parasata Mahabhaga. Bhavata kusidatmana parituskriti. Do you think that you will be satisfied identifying yourself with this material body or mind? No, that is not possible. Paritasati sharido atma manasa yuva. Sharido, sharido abhimani atma. Atmana tena sharirina kachit king paritasati. One phrase, you have compiled so many books on this concept of life that the living entity has. Some of them are considering that I am this body, and some of them are considering I am this mind, and some of them are considering I am this intelligence. But he is none of them. He is above this. He is transcendent. Unless he comes to that position, there is no question of paritusha or satisfaction. So this is the first question that, my dear, where is there? You are so great, you are born of a great father, you are so learned, Mahabhava, you are so fortunate, but still, all your compilation of these books are based on the concept of this body and mind. Therefore, you cannot get happiness. Then he says, Jignasitam susampannam apite mahadadvutam. Kṛtavāna bhāratam jatyam sarvātta parigrinditam. He has recently done, because back then, after the battle of Kurukshetra, he wrote Bharata, this Mahabharata, history of India, or history of this planet, Mahabharata. So he said, the Kṛtavāna bhāratam jatyam sarvātta parigrinditam. Sarvartha. Sarvartha means what are the orthos? Artha means interest. Interest. So there are four kinds of interest. We are interested in four things. If we are actually human being, a civilized being, then we should be interested with four things. What are those four things? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. In human society, for at least peaceful living, the human society must have religion, dharma. And artha means economic development, good condition, economic condition is also required. Once the human society should be religious, they must have nice economic organization, and the karma, they must have also nice arrangement for sense gratification. The sense gratification is not denied. Dharma, artha, karma, and moksha. And after that, when one is satisfied, when one is by religious procedure, he is satisfied in his economic development, in his satisfaction of senses, the next need is moksha. Moksha means liberation from material bondage. These are four arthas, chaturbhaga, purushartha. Purushartha means the interest of the living entity. But they are not fine. They are not fine. So Nara will give the hint. What is the final purushartha? That final purushartha is Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that. Even if we become liberated, if we merge into the existence of the Absolute, well, that is also not fine. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find in the beginning that dharma prodhita koita vastra. These four principles of our interest means dharma, artha, kama, moksha, prajjita. They are thrown out from this Madhavarat. And the great commentator, I mean to say, Sridhar Swami, he says that dharma, prajjita, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, atra mukharisandhirati parityakta. One should not aspire even for liberation. That is the position of the devotee. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, nadhanam nadhanam nasundarim kavitam bhajagadisatam. These are dharmat. Everyone wants money. Everyone wants good wife, good family, good comfortable life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denies that, I don't want all this. Nadhanam, nadhanam, nasundari, kavitanga, jagadisaka. Then that is, he should study very scrutinizing you critically, and there is explanation of great, stalwart devotees. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are eight kinds of commentary and Bhagavad Gita. They are authorized. They are ordinary commentary. They are ordinary commentary. There are maybe many. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there are nine kinds of commentary. So, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad, they are themselves illuminating. There's like sunlight. There is no need of lamp to see the sunlight. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, they are self-illuminating. Simply one to one, if you try to understand, then you'll get enlightenment. Still, there are acharyas who can help you. This is Srimad Mahabharata, which is referred now by Narada Muni, Kritavan Bharatam Jastam Sarvartha Bharintam. He says, Jigyasitam Susampannapite Mahadat. Jigyasitam. Because Vyasdev inquired from Narada. That is the duty of the disciple. Just like Rupa Goswami says, how we can develop, we are explaining these things in our nectar of devotion. Adu Gudbhasra, you must inquire, you must be inquisitive. So where from inquire? You have to inquire from a guru, spiritual master, who can actually give you right knowledge. And spiritual master means he is able to answer your question. So one should be very much inquisitive. Then what sort of inquisitiveness? The spiritual master, what is the rate of this article, just like business man can know. That is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that you should inquire. What is that inquiry? Tasmad gurum pravadeva jigyasu. Jigyasu, inquire, inquisitive. What is that? What is that inquiry? Tasmad gurum pravadeva jigyasu seya uttamam. One who is inquisitive to understand uttamam, beyond the darkness. Because anything you inquire about material things, that is darkness. Tamasi ma, jyotidra, jyotidra uttamam. Tamam, tamam means darkness. Ut means udgatam. So every word has volumes of meaning. Udgatam, therefore sometimes right commentary is required. So, uttamam means udgatam, tamam. Tamam means this material form. When one is inquisitive to understand about the spiritual life, then he should accept the spiritual master. Otherwise, there is no need. Spiritual master is not a fashion. That, oh, I should have a spiritual master. People are for fashion. No. One must be very much inquisitive to know. What about inquisitive? Tamam. What is the highest perfection of life? If one is actually inquisitive to understand about the highest perfection and stage of our life, then he should search after his spiritual master. That is the direction. So here Narada says that you have inquired. And after inquiry, you have done also very nicely. Because Vyasdev has written so many books. Just like we are trying to write so many books. What is that book? That means whatever we have understood from our spiritual master. That's all. So one should be inquisitive, assimilate them, and susampanan. This is called Sravanam Kirtan, Vishnu. The inquiry means Sravana. Inquiry means to get the answer that is clear. And then assimilate, and then kivirtanam, then distribute the knowledge to the world. That is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That bharabhumite manusya janma hailaja. Anyone who has taken birth in this holy land of India, Bharatvarsha, just see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives power to every Indian. every Indian has got this opportunity because this land of religion, the land of knowledge, spiritual knowledge. But the rascal man there being taught the cruelty books. That misfortunate condition is now in India. They are recommending wholesale cow's letter in India to make this business. Unfortunately, we have to be governed by such rascals. So, the sooner the India has given us this, now, so long, this nonsensical things are going on, it is better. It is better. So, Jigyasitam. Nara says that he will inquire nicely. And you have written very nice books also. Jigyasitam Susamman Apiti Mahat Adbhutam. And your knowledge is wonder. Everything, all credit is being given to Vyasa. Adbhutam. Jigyasitam Adhitam Cha Brahma Jattap Sanatana. Not only ordinary things, not only our material knowledge, but you have inquired our Brahma, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, Sanatana. The Brahma means that is itself. And what is not Brahma, that is temporary. So Sanatana, you have inquired about Brahma, and you have understood, you have assimilated, you have compiled very wonderful book, Adbhutam and the history, Bharatam, Mahabharatam, Sarvartha, Sarvartha Parivinhitam. And in that Mahabharat, you are given all the information of these four principles of perfection, namely Dharma, Tatam, so. And this Bhagavad Gita is there in the Mahabharata, the Bhishma Parva. So, Athapi sochasi, athapi, still you are morose. After doing all these things, you are still morose. Athapi sochasi atmanam akritatthaiva. Proho, proho. Now, here you see, we are teaching our disciples to address among themselves. Proho. This is not new thing. This is very old. Now Narad is addressing Vyasadeva Prabhu, his disciple. His disciple, he's addressing Prabhu. So we should give respect. Just like we address Kirtananda Maharaj. Although he's my disciple, but the respect should be given. Here, you see, Narad is addressing Vyasadeva Prabhu. My dear Prabhu, still you are lamenting, you have done so nice, wonderful things and you have done it. You have asked about the transcendental subject matter, you compiled a very nice book. Why? Why you are? This question must be there. That's to apprehend. That, what is the reason? This is the question and answer of Vyasadeva. It is very interesting. We have got already the book Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, 1st canto. They are very interesting. So I shall discuss. It's 10 now, let's talk.